Good morning, friends. Memory as an intellect is a wondrous facility of the mind that we have received as a gift of life. Thanks to the power of memory, we are able to recollect many events in our lives. Using it as a tool of thinking and imagination, we make plans for the future to achieve them. Each country has its own significant historical events that its people collectively remember. Memorial Day is observed each year in May to humbly reflect on the history of the country. Memorial Day in Hawaii is somewhat unique for many local Buddhists. It is celebrated not only to remember the individuals who died in the service of their country, but also to remember the legacies that the Nisei soldiers left for us. As it is sung in the famous song, Go For Broke, they were determined to fight for their country to prove their loyalty. As a result, the members of the Japanese community were accepted and respected. Those were wonderful legacies of the Nisei veterans. I'd like to ask you this morning to remember one outstanding military person who left a huge legacy to the people of Hawaii. He was the late Erison Onizuka, who was a Shin Buddhist. The local papers first reported in 1984 that a local boy from Kona was selected as one of the space shuttle crew. That was sensational news. He attained that prestigious position because of his brilliance and his rich experiences in the Air Force. It was with pride that the Hawaii's people read of Edison's background and roots that included high school education at Kona Maina, Boy Scout training and 4-H program in Horaroa, and junior YBA movement on the Big Island. His successful flight on the Discovery was in 1985, and his second mission on the Challenger in 1986, which ended in a tragic disaster both to his family and the country. In those days, I was in Kona as a Jodo Shinshu Temple of Kona Honganji. It is 26 years since Edison died. And now, let's ask, what were the legacy that Edison Onizuka left for us? The shuttle space program of NASA that started in the early 1980s was to observe and collect data from scientific experimentations using space shuttles and trained crew members. In those days, the United States was competing with Russia in space exploration. So interest was high, and as many as 8,000 applied as crew members in the NASA program. Edison was chosen as one of the 55 candidates out of those thousands who applied for the prestigious positions. The space shuttle program, space shuttle Discovery, was launched in space in 1985 and returned after circling 48 times in 2 days. The community leaders in Kona arranged for a grand reception for Edison and his family. Edison gave a 20-minute talk about his mission at the reception at the Kona Surf Hotel. In his excellent talk, I had the following three observations. One, people in Hawaii received Edison as a hero who had devoted his life to the government's program. As Joseph Campbell said, "Hero is someone who dedicated his or her life to something bigger than one's life." Edison was qualified to be called a hero. In spite of his achievement, Edison looked humble, seated at the place of honor at his reception in the banquet hall. In his address, he first expressed his appreciation to the people of Kona, especially his families, the teachers and Boy Scout leaders who nurtured him to become who he was. He described himself as a person who stood upon the shoulders of giants. 2. Edison mentioned that the space shuttle program is very important. To explore the huge space surrounding the Earth and to look for opportunities for advancement of human life on Earth. He said that man will be able to live in space for a long period of time. That is what we see in space stations known as ISS today. 3. On the Discovery, Edison was very busy checking many instruments needed for experiments for 2 days. But he seemed to reach some kind of mindfulness because he said, I quote, "From space, we did not see any lines or borders separating the Earth in 2 countries. From space, we had the opportunity to see the Earth as one. It looked fragile, something definitely to be protected," end quote. What an insightful observation Edison had. He saw the Earth with loving kindness. The whole world actually had been divided into countries, and there have been wars waged for territories, natural sources, and political power. Reflecting on these realities, Edison felt that if this trend continued, the beautiful Earth would be destroyed by human aggressions. So, for one country to become wealthy and peaceful, its people will have to give other countries the same benefits. That is why Edison saw the Earth as one. This insight is based upon the Buddhist notion of interdependence. And that is how Amida Buddha sees the world. When Edison saw the Earth as one, Amida Buddha was with him. While on the Big Island for 10 days, he made more than 20 public appearances, participating particularly including talks to school children. He told children to set a goal and work hard to attain the goal. Working hard is an old value, but Edison said that it had a strong impact upon the children. After his visit to Hawaii in March and April in 1985, Edison was assigned to be one of the 7 crew members of the Challenger. That was in 1986. But 97 seconds after the launch, after the takeoff, the Challenger exploded in the sky, and he died with other 6 crew members. That was a very sad day for all people in America. For his good work for NASA, Edison received his rank of colonel and has been remembered as the astronaut from Kona who inspired people in Hawaii. His families in Kona and on the mainland may still feel pain, but may they be healed by the boundless compassion of Amida Buddha. What then are the legacies of Eisen Onizuka? They are: dedicate your life for the country, set a goal and work harder to attain it, and have a vision to see the earth as one, and be aspire to live for peace. These are the legacies left by Eisen Onizuka that we wish to remember on Memorial Day. Let us express our aloha to him with our onenbutsu, while we honor those who sacrificed their lives in the service to the country. Namo Amida Butsu.